Dear panelists, first of all, I would like to thank you on behalf of APG23 for your precious and interesting contributions. As it has been pointed out, the role of the state is crucial, not only in facing crises such as COVID-19, but in addressing long-term processes too. Health, education, housing, employment are the core policies that states should ensure in order to create resilient societies. In fact, as expected, states with strong welfare system proved to better manage the pandemic and were able to recover faster. It is interesting to notice that after 4 decades of neoliberalism and preaching for the market against governments, the key actor to face the crisis is the state. The underlying assumption in these months has been the state should be the main protagonist to face the health and economic crisis, giving back to states the importance and centrality that we're losing. This occasion is a great opportunity to reaffirm the role of states and to put into action brave and innovative policies focused on environmental and social issues. The crisis finally broke useless dogmas, such as the priority of economic growth and the capacity of markets alone to provide a good quality of life and happiness for humanity. The taboo rethinking the role of states and economics, boosting a public, political, and economic system that serves the common good, has finally been broken. A window of opportunity is now open. States can focus again on creating an enabling environment at national and international level to foster and promote the capacity of all actors to combat inequalities and to empower persons living in poverty to claim their rights. The COVID-19 challenge is not over yet. A new, more profound crisis are on the way. The economic recession, but above all climate change, will threaten humanity and our standard of life. We are still on time to rethink it in order to ensure to anyone an equal opportunity to satisfy our basic needs remaining within the planetary boundaries. We hope the states will be at the forefront in this process. Thank you.